Good morning, Houston. Chris on 2 for housekeeping.
Chris, you're with you on 2. Good morning to you.
And TJ, I was wondering if we could inhibit smoke detection in Node 1, Node 3, and the airlock for some vacuuming.
Yes, sir. We'll put Node 1, Node 3 airlock in work and let you know.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Smoke detectors are now inhibited in Node 1, Node 3, and airlock.
This copy's all. Thank you. I'll let you know when I'm all finished. Appreciate it.
Node 6, 0, 1, 7, 7. Node 6, 4, 3, 4, 3, 0.
Transceive.
Node 6, 0, 1, 7, 7. Node 6, 4, 3, 4. 3-0.
Transceive.
Houston, Chris on 2 for smoke detection. Ready to have smoke detection re-enabled in the airlock. Node 1 and Node 3, please.
We will put Node 1, Node 3 airlock smoke detectors in work to re-enable them, and we'll let you know. I'd also like to pass on a small request for some loving attention to an area in the lab for whomever is going to be doing the lab today.
Yeah, ready to copy.
All right, you guys took some great pictures of the OGS rack at lab port 1 and the airflow sensor there. We noticed that the inlet screen behind that sensor needs some loving attention, so we'd like you to remove the sensor from the rack front and debris the inlet screen as best you can. And in addition to that, the sensor, you know, that little circular housing, looks like there may be some Kapton tape in the field of the airflow. If you guys can remove that either from the screen or if it's a flap that's sticking out, just so we get the best airflow through that that holder.
Yeah, copy all. Yeah, I took those photos and noticed the same thing. Yeah, I think probably it's a symptom because we do vacuum on top of that every week. I think it's it may just be something where we need to remove the sensor and the muffler itself to try to get access back there just for the suction of our vacuums. But, yeah, we'll take a look at that today and get that as clean as we can and let you guys know if there's something we think we need to do more to get it in as good a config as possible.
Chris, thanks so much. Hey listen, this is going to go down in the folklore category. We happened to notice yesterday an unexplained but wonderful step function increase in the airflow right before y'all took the photos. And so we're wondering what magic may have happened. Did you guys see something in the way that you may have wanted to move? So it's just going down as a mystery of the world, and we're trying to psych out what may have happened.
That's an interesting question. So I guess there were two things that I did right before I took the photos. One is one of the cables from the sensor was had drifted in front of the inlet. It was just a very thin cable. I wouldn't have imagined it made a huge difference. And there was also a little bit of a dust bunny that was sucked up against the sensor. So I moved both of those right before I took the photos.
Copy. Gotta watch those evil dust bunnies. They'll sneak up on you all the time. Appreciate it, Chris. We'll put the three smoke detectors in work, and we'll let you know when we are reconfigured.
Copy all, and assume that it's just free to remove that sensor. No need to, you guys will figure it out when I move it and put it back in.
Those are good words, Chris. We don't need to do any press for that. We'll let you do your thing there. Just let us know when you want Node 2 and lab smoke detectors inhibited.
Sounds good, and will do. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, the smoke detectors are re-enabled in Node 1, Node 3, and airlock.
Station copies. Thank you kindly.
Houston Station on 2 for housekeeping.
Good morning, Jessica. We're with you on 2.
Good morning, Roman. Could you please disable smoke detection in Node 2 and the lab?
Node 2 in the lab. That's in work.
Very awesome. You having a good Saturday down there?
You know, I think we're all starting to get our caffeine in, so it's going to be a lot better in about 15 to 20 minutes.
All right. Awesome. Enjoy it. It'll get you through and, you know, maybe use the portable heater down there in case it's a little chilly. It's so cold in there.
Yeah, I can confirm there are a couple of space heaters in action right now.
We've got our own little version of space heaters going on up here.
But,
All right, have a good one.
I will say it's probably going to get to 90 degrees here for the first time in a couple of weeks in Houston, so we're starting to enter into first summer.
Sorry to hear that. Hopefully we'll miss most of it. We'll miss the worst months before we come back.
We'll do what we can to bring you out of high summer before you get here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, lab and No 2 smoke detection is inhibited.
Panix, run up. Jessica copies.
Houston Station on 2 for house cleaning.
We're with you on 2.
We released the responsibility of smoke detection and handed over back to you for Node 2 in the lab.
We will resume the responsibility and re-enable smoke detection. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 lab and Node 2 smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Control Station on 2 for Bunkers.
Good afternoon, Jessica. LSG decon is complete. And if you're ready to get started, Shankini is on Space to Ground 3.
Hey, copy. I will call Shankini on Space to Ground 3 and get started. Thanks so much. Control Station on 2 for Cold Stowage.
We're with you on 2 for Cold Stowage. Go ahead.
Yeah, just want to let you know, I just accessed MELSI 1-3 Charlie 3-4 to put that sample in, because you're returned back Foxtrot. It fit in there, but I just wanted you to know that that location is pretty full, so it may be difficult to fit much more in there.
Copy that. It's looking pretty full, and we'll keep that in mind. Appreciate the feedback.
No problem. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and LSG.
Right on,
too. Jessica, we just wanted to let you know we've deactivated LSG, so you're go to stow the LSG early if you'd like, and then have a good remainder of your Saturday, and I hope there's some good ice cream flavors left for you.
Awesome, there certainly are. Thank you so much, and yeah, I'll do that with volume stow shortly. Thanks again.